And I gotta follow that. Well, I appreciate the support there. Yeah, follow that one up. Yeah, yeah. All right, give Melissa, Michael, Stephanie another hand. All right, again, happy Easter. We are here to celebrate the resurrected Jesus. Are you excited about today? All right. Now, a lot of times I will say, I'm going to let the scriptures do the preaching. And I'm going to do that today. I got quite a few verses that we're going to go through, but I'm just going to sort of read through them. Let them touch your heart. Sometimes the scriptures do a whole lot better job than I can ever do. So let's take a look. This is a very unique day. On Sunday, the Sabbath, here we've got a group of followers and people who really, truly love Jesus, but they are obviously in a tremendous emotional state. The person who they have followed for 3 years in their minds is dead. And we're going to see when they go to visit the grave how emotional this gets. Are you ready to take the journey with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. The first day of the week, Sunday, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. In other words, it's sort of sun up. The sun's not quite up, so it's sort of dusk. Unto the sepulchre, which basically means what we would call the grave today, and seeth the stones taken away from the grave. Now obviously, she's coming to just simply give honor and to visit someone whom she truly loved. It would be like you coming to a gravesite of a person you love. The gravesite's dug up, the casket's open, and the body's gone. Now can you imagine what you would think? First thing would come to your mind is obviously someone's come and taken the body of somebody that I love. You would be emotional. You would be angry. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple. Now let me tell you who the other disciple is. Who is it?
John.
That's exactly right. That's why you're right about this. Whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the grave, and we know not where they laid him. He's gone. They stole the body. I don't know where it's at. Again, you get the picture? Say amen. All right, well, Larry, here we go. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the grave. And so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the grave. I'm sort of like that other disciple. I'm in pretty good shape. Somebody's got to be able to run. Are y'all awake? Listen, I used to could run, and don't you forget it. I don't know what y'all said. Let's get back here where we're supposed to be. All right. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Now, here we go. We got John. He's speaking in. Let me tell you why he's speaking in, because he's scared. Who in the world goes in to a gravesite like that? Most people don't go there at nighttime. You understand that? If you go and you just walk around gravesites at nighttime, we got to put you in a home. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's scared. He don't know what to do. He's not going to go inside there. And then comes Peter. That's my man here. All right, well, Larry, here we go. Then comes Simon Peter following him. And what did he do? He just went right in there and seeth the clothes lying. I want you to know something. And the napkin, which was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went it also the other disciple, which came first to the grave site, and he saw and believed. Now why is verse 7 and 14. If someone had stolen the body, when they would have unwrapped up, that stuff would have been everywhere. I mean, it's like somebody running late. If you're running late for work and you're trying to get up, you don't take time to hang your clothes up and make sure they're just right and the buttons are buttoned down, this is a pet peeve of my wife. If I hang her shirt up, I don't button it nowhere. She buttons every button down when she hangs her shirt. It takes me 10 minutes to get ready because I gotta unbutton every one of them shirts. Who does that? Here comes the redneck to hang her shirt up. That's right. That's right. But their clothes were laid right in place as if he just sort of came out of them and they just landed very nicely right in place. You get the picture? Because this is important. Because a lot of people are going to say someone came in and stole this body. The clothes are laid right where they're supposed to be. How do we know that? Because John saw it. He knows what he's talking about when he puts pen to paper. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Alright. Then when also the other disciple which came first to the grave site, and he saw, and he believed. Alright, Brother Larry. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Now, they hadn't quite put together Jesus prophesied about this. He prophesied about his death, prophesied about his resurrection, but it just hadn't quite registered yet with them. Then the disciples went away again unto their home. But Mary stood without at the gravesite crying. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the grave. Isn't this just like anything else? The men just went away, and this very precious woman stands. Emotional about what's happened to Jesus. Watch how this unfolds. Alright, Larry. And seeth two angels in white sitting. Now you know the guys would have seen this if they'd have stayed there, but they didn't. And seeth two angels in white sitting, and one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why are you crying? Why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. She's emotional. She wants to know where Jesus is at. It would be the same way if she went to the gravesite and someone you love had gone. She's emotional, scared, crying, and she says, I don't know where he's at. Everybody see that? Say amen.
Amen.
And when they had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Well, how many times have I been asked this question? Listen to me closely. How in the world did Mary not know Jesus? And I'm going to tell you, it's a real simple answer. One day, folks, I'm not going to be in this old body. Okay? Thank God for that. How many times have I said that? My old body has thrown in the towel. Okay? One of these days, I'm going to have a new body. Now, let me tell you something. I hope you don't recognize me. I hope I am 6'7". 220 pounds of muscles galore. You're not going to know me, I can tell you that right now. You're going to be looking for a fat preacher. You're going to be walking around and saying, well, where's Roger? I'm looking for a fat preacher. Where I can see Kevin now. Where is he at? I'm looking for a fat preacher. I don't see him. One day, folks, it's going to be a total different how we will appear in Jesus. Thank God for that. No illness. And Melissa, I hate to tell you this, but I don't even want to need a nurse up here. No doctors, no nurses, no government, no presidents, no nothing. Because Jesus is in control. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Larry, here we go. Now, look what happens. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why are you crying? Who you seeking? She supposed him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, in other words, if you're the one that's taking him, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, this time, what's he do? Look at this closely. Calls her by what? Her name, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, driving on, which is to say, Master. One day, he's not going to say to me, welcome home, thy good and faithful servant. Here's what he's going to say. He's going to say, Roger, welcome home, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Everybody here, within the sound of my voice and those watching me by internet, if you know Jesus Christ, Jesus knows your name. You know why? Because he actually knew you before you was born. That's right. He knew you. He's known you all along. My. All right, let's finish it up. Now, here's what, and every time I preach this, you have to see this. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Jesus said unto her, touch me not. Now, people seem to think that that was very rude of Jesus. In other words, it's like, get away from me. Now, let me make sure you understand this picture. When she saw Jesus, she was clinging to him and was not going to let him go. She saw this man die on Calvary on the cross. She's not going to let him go. She is hanging on for dear life. It's like somebody you haven't seen in years and years and years and years and years that you love. Maybe even you thought they were dead. Next thing you know, they knock on your door. What are you going to do? You're going to cry. And this is exactly what's going on. And she won't let him go. Now, this is a very humbling picture. Jesus wouldn't be rude. He just said, Mary, if you don't let me go, honey, I'm not going to be able to, won't do what I'm supposed to do. It's okay. Calm down. You can let me go. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Just let me go. But here's what I want you to do. Look what he told her. But go to my brother and say unto them, I am ascended to my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. Let me tell you one thing. From the time he took that last breath on that cross, he was with his Father. He wasn't in that grave. I can tell you that right now. That old body was in that grave. He wasn't in that grave. He's telling you, listen, I've been hanging around bad. I've been around all of my family. I just come back to prove to you I was right after all. Mary, go tell everybody. I'm alive.
Amen.
What you celebrate at Easter. That Jesus is alive. Let me tell you something. Jesus knows you by name. I promise you that. He knows you by name. And it thrills his heart to see you in his house today. Now, I don't know whether you're here every Sunday or you're visiting or haven't been here in a long time. Let me just tell you that I love you. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm thankful that you're here. If you don't have a church home somewhere, may you always know you will be welcome in this church as long as I'm pastor. This is a loving place with good people. Give the Lord one more hand. your plate. Michael begins to play, if your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Oh, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. If there be one here today that does not know you as Lord and Savior of their life, may this be the moment that they come and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The resurrection is being preached all over the world today. I have no doubt, if you've watched any of my messages or if you've been a part of this congregation, you know I believe the trumpet's in the hand of Jesus. He's coming. He's coming. Folks, don't let him catch you off guard. You need to know Jesus today. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not even promised the rest of this day. I don't care whether you're young or whether you're old. You need to make that decision for Jesus. All you got to do is just come up and say, Brother Roger, I don't really know what I want to say. All I know is I want to be saved. I'm going to lead you to Jesus. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And if you're serious, if you believe that, your life will be changed forevermore. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. We're going to invite you to come. Maybe you're looking for a good church home and you want to come and join us. Oh, how much we would love that. If you're watching me by internet today, you know one thing. Easter is about one thing and one thing only. And that is that Jesus is alive. Father, be with us. Watch over us. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come? Thank you.